It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Today on Prophecy Today weekend, we're here in studios of Way Radio in Jacksonville, Florida. We're so thankful that Way Radio has been faithful in preaching and teaching the Word of God for many, many years in this area. But also we're thankful that they've been carrying our broadcast, Prophecy Today, both the weekend program and our daily 5-minute broadcast as well. In fact, one of our broadcast partners lives in the Way Radio listening area. That's Ken Timmerman. However, there's another broadcast partner living in the area, Ron Murrow, who reports for us on financial activities across the world as well. We're so glad to have both of these broadcast partners with us and thankful that Way Radio allows us to have an opportunity to get our message of the soon coming of Jesus Christ out to this listening area. You know, if you had to miss any of our program today, let me remind you, if you'll go to my website, prophecytoday.com, and then to PTRN, we have archived all of the conversations that I had with my broadcast partners, and if you had to miss them, you can listen at your convenience by going to prophecytoday.com, then to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. And do be sure to remind a friend or a neighbor and a member of your family that they can hear these broadcast conversations as well. Now, if you'll let me, I'm going to rehearse what the lead story from each of my broadcast partners was and then give you my prophetic perspective. Ken Timmerman, he covers geopolitical activities for us. We talked about Russia massing troops and military hardware at the Russian-Ukraine border. You know, with Russia already in the Middle East, and now this flare-up at the border between Russia and the Ukraine, it looks like this could spark a war, that war talked about in Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. The Gog-Magog War, it could start there at the Russian-Ukraine border and then spread to the Middle East. Speaking of the Middle East, David Dolan gave us his Middle East News update. Every prophecy student is able to profit and learn from this report from David. He answered the question, will Israel actually do a preemptive attack on Iran's nuclear program to develop a weapon of mass destruction? We already know that Iran is Israel's number one enemy. We know that they want to destroy the Jewish state. And we know that God's word tells us of the alignment of nations that will be formed by Russia to attack the Jewish state. Everything we know gives us indication by what's happening. This prophetic scenario is about to be fulfilled. Winky Medad talked to us about Holocaust Remembrance Day, and then we looked forward a week to Independence Day. From sorrow to happiness. That's what we were talking about. The sorrow of the Holocaust, 6 million Jews killed, but that then was helping us to understand why everybody is so happy about the birthday for the Jewish state. They're 73 years old this year, and the state of Israel, tangible evidence of Bible prophecy being fulfilled. That's Ezekiel chapter 34 and chapter 37. God does keep his promise to bring the Jews back into the land and give them their own state. John Rood is the man covering the European Union for us. He reported that Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, was demanding that Vladimir Putin reduce his troops at the Ukrainian border. Vladimir Putin is actually making a threat to the Ukraine and, in fact, all of Europe. This all proves that what the Bible calls for, the war activities in the Middle East, could actually be sparked there in the Ukraine and then spread to the Middle East. That's what Scripture says. That's what will indeed happen. Mike Gendron came with a special report and answered the question, is the Pope Catholic? Have you ever used that phrase, somebody asked a question with an obvious answer, and you say, well, is the Pope Catholic? Yes, I've done that several times, but it was a good response from Mike about the Pope and Catholicism itself. Bottom line is, the Pope needs to be told about Jesus as the Savior of the world and how to get saved, and so do all Catholics. Mike's exhortation to you and me as true Bible-believing, born-again Christians, go out to the largest mission field that he knows, that would be the members of the Catholic Church, but I would suggest go to anyone who does not know Jesus Christ, try to lead them to the Lord. By the way, the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12 says we can hasten the rapture by leading people to Jesus Christ. David James gave us a history lesson starting with the origins of anti-Semitism and all the way down to today and how anti-Semitism is affecting the church today. Dave's history lesson on anti-Semitism was excellent. This helps us to see how another Holocaust is in the future yet to happen. That's Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8, where the ancient prophet said, during the tribulation period, two out of every three Jews will be killed. By the way, the exhortation from Mike was to try to lead them to the Lord. That same chapter, chapter 13 of Zechariah, verse 9 says, the third that will remain alive will indeed come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You know, each point made by my broadcast partner in their reports today gave us tangible evidence that we are living in the last days. Also, it gave us evidence that the next event in God's calendar, the rapture, could actually happen at any moment, perhaps even today. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...